Good morning. This is Michael DeRose, and today I want to talk about hypocrisy. And my text is Matthew chapter 15, verses 7 and 8, and it reads like this. You hypocrites, rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Now, hypocrisy doesn't stop being problematic for the Christian, for as we earnestly seek our Lord, He can show us areas of our life that we might have thought were a lot better than they actually are. And then we're given this opportunity to decide what we are going to do with this information. And while that may be very uncomfortable to dwell on, I beg you, my friend, don't turn away from acknowledging it. Rather, recognize that God desires even more than you, to get rid of it from your life. You cannot do this on your own, and every time you disregard this, that will become one less opportunity you will have for knowing God in a dynamic and powerful way, and it will be one less opportunity you'll have to be the godly witness that others need. Now, hypocrisy is the devil's playground, but it's God's intent to refine you as He draws you through this time.